Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning parak Ches Mishnah Zayin and parak Ches Mishnah Ches. We learned previously at a bunch of points throughout Maseches Shviyos that when it comes to the produce of Shemitah, the food, the vegetables, the fruits produced during the 7th year, you're not allowed to dispose of them, you're not allowed to waste them, you can't do anything with them other than their ideal intended purpose, namely to eat them. So our Mishnah now is going to discuss a halacha related to this din, related to this law of not wasting Shemitah produce. Says the Mishnah, Ein mevashlin yarak shel shviyas b'shemen shel truma. You're not allowed to cook a vegetable of the Shemitah year, a vegetable that grew in the Shemitah year during the 7th year that you picked, that you're not allowed to cook it in b'shemen shel truma, in the oil of truma. Why not? Shelo yivien lidei psol, so that the chas v'shalom, the truma, should not become puzzle, should not become tummy. The halacha is that when it comes to truma that becomes tummy, you have to burn the truma. So we're concerned that if you take the vegetable that is from Shemitah and you're soaking it in the oil, now the oil's truma becomes tummy, you got to burn and waste this Shemitah produce, which is not allowed to be done. Rabbi Shimon Matir, however, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, as though it's perfectly permitted, says Rabbi Shimon, to cook the vegetable of Shemitah in the oil of truma, because that's an indirect thing, in the future, is it going to happen that the truma is going to become tame? It's certainly not in front of us right now, so therefore we're not going to assume such a thing. But as the Bar Tanura points out, we hold like the Tanakama, namely you're not allowed to cook a vegetable of Shemitah in oil of truma, because again, we're concerned that perhaps the truma oil is going to become tame, then you're going to have to burn it along with the Shemitah produce. Finishing off the Mishnah, the Acheron Nispash B'Shviyas V'Hapri Atzmo Aser. The Mishnah now is teaching us a very important halacha when it comes to redeeming Shemitah produce with money. The halacha is that the money itself has a certain level of kedusha, like we learned earlier, a certain level of holiness, and it can only be used for food-related purchases. You can't just buy whatever you want, as we will learn in the next Mishnah. So our Mishnah is now telling us that there are two things that when you redeem Shemitah produce with money, or with anything for that matter, there are two things that maintain the holiness of Shemitah. Number one is the fruit itself, the fruit itself that was Shemitah fruit becomes aser, meaning maintains its level of kiddush, its level of holiness as it pertains to Shemitah. And the other thing is the most recent redemption that took place. So anything in the middle of the redemptions do not maintain any level of kedusha, but the most recent thing that was redeemed with the Shemitah is considered to have a level of kedusha. What does that mean? So the Bar Tanura says, let's say you have fruit, that's Shemitah fruit, and you redeem it based on its weight for meat. And then you realize, you want fish. Then you take that meat, then you redeem it for the fish. Then the fish redeem it for the wheat. And then wheat, you redeem it for oil. And so on and so forth. So says the Bar Tanura, based on our Mishnah, that the fruit that started this whole grouping, this whole redemption process, always maintains its kedusha, Shavuot, its holiness of the 7th year. But if I were to redeem, let's say again, you redeem fruit with meat and then fish, so the meat has no longer any kedusha, but now the fish has the kedusha. But then if I take the fish and I redeem wheat, so the fish loses its kedusha, its holiness, and the wheat has kedusha. The wheat, then I exchange it for oil. The oil has kedusha, and the wheat loses its holiness. So again, it's all based on the fruit, which is the beginning of the process, and the last item that it was redeemed for. Now we're continuing with Parak Ches, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah says, Ein lokchem avadim v'karkos u'behema tzemeya midimei shavis. You're not permitted to purchase slaves, land, non-kosher animals with the money of Shemitah, because again, the money of Shemitah can only be used for food, and even non-kosher animals certainly can't be used for food. Those other items as well, slaves and land, is not food-related, and therefore you cannot use Shemitah money to purchase them. Continues the mission of Im Lakach, but if you were to purchase any of these things, Yochal Kenegdan, what do you got to do? You got to take that exact same amount of money, you got to purchase food with it, and use it for something that you would be allowed to use Shemitah money for, and use that food and eat that food based on how much money you already spent on the slave, the land, the non-kosher animal, and so on. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ein Mevi'in, Kine Zavim, V'kine Zavos, V'kine Yoldos, Midmei Shviyas. You're not allowed to purchase the birds that a Zav has to bring, or the birds that a Zava has to bring, the different karbanos brought by different people who become Tamei, V'kine Yoldos, or the birds that a lady who gives birth has to bring, certain karbanos, certain birds as well. And you cannot use the money of Shviyas to purchase those things, because generally speaking, karbanos that are chovos, karbanos that are obligations for a person to bring, must be brought from chulin, from regular money. You can't use this holy money from Shemitah to purchase any of these karbanos. Continuing in the Mishnah of Imhevi, however, once again, if you were to bring any of these karbanos with the money of Shavis, Yochal Kenegda, once again, you got to take the same amount of money and you've got to use it for food and eat it the same way that you would Shemitah money. Finishing off the Mishnah, in Sachin Kalim B'Shemen, Shal Shavis, you're not allowed to anoint and rub oils of Shavis, Shemitah oil, on various utensils. V'imsach Yochal Kenegda, but once again, if you were to take that oil and you were to rub it and anoint your various vessels, utensils with that Shemitah oil, then you would have to take that as well, take that the amount of oil that you used and redeem it with money, and then use that food or that money for Shemitah purposes. Quick review. Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin taught us that when it comes to Zabakor Ramachokas for us regarding, are you allowed to take a vegetable that of Shemitah and cook it with oil of Truma? Tanakama, and we pass like the Tanakama. The Tanakama says absolutely not, because what's going to happen is the Truma might become Tum, and then you're going to have to burn and waste the vegetable of Shemitah with this oil that you have to burn, which you're not allowed to do. Rabbi Shimon disagreed, but it's going to be passing like the Tanakama. And then the Mishnah concluded by teaching us that when you have fruit that you're redeeming with different other items, so the fruit always maintains its holiness, its Kedusha Shvias, as does the final item in the redemptive process, like we discussed earlier. And then Perekhes Mishnah Ches taught us that you're not allowed to purchase anything, slaves, land, non-kosher animals, and so on, with the food of money, with the money of Shemitah. And if you do, then you have to purchase enough food equivalent to that amount and use it in a Shemitah, with a Shemitah purpose in mind. And then the Mishnah said that you can't use various karbanos, various birds that Zavim, Zavos, Yoldos, and so on bring. You cannot bring that, bring those karbanos with the money of Shemitah as well. But if you do, then once again, you have to take that money out of your pocket, the amount of money that it was worth, and use that for a Shemitah purpose as well. The Mishnah concluded by saying that you can't rub Shemitah oil on kalim, on utensils, once again, because that's not for food purposes. But if you do that, then you once again need to eat the amount of food that it was worth, that oil was worth. Have a great day.